What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah, well, he's been working hard as far as all the non-football stuff. So, you know, he's been chomping at the bit. You know, he's been trying to break out of prison. You know, he's been locked away in there. It's a nice place. It's a beautiful, but in his mind, it's a prison nonetheless. And they're doing what they need to do to get him ready for that. But yeah, practice is important. You know, and he's a veteran guy. He wants to practice. So when he gets out there, I'm sure he'll be going at it. But it'll be our job too to monitor that as well to make sure that we do it right. It's a long season, and we want to bring it back the right way.
John Harbaugh earlier in the week talking about Jair Alexander, who hasn't been on the practice field since August the 9th. He says he will be out there this coming Wednesday when the Ravens are back on the practice field, that they've been massaging this of late, that he will be ready to go for week one in Buffalo. Jason, we'll get to the Isaiah Likely of it all in a minute, but you expecting Jair Alexander to play week one?
I expect him to play. I just wonder, I feel like the messaging we've been getting from them lately is, to me, a harbinger of what I expect to come in the regular season, which is they have to be operating with kid gloves here, and they have to continue to err on the side of the long game and the long view. And so I think there are going to be games where he looks great and he's still on a pitch count. I mean, it did not take him very long to get banged up.
Well, remember, he had his knee drained early in camp, but then practiced the next day. And I think this is more that this is the knee. It's they keep having to drain the knee.
I'm saying he I get it. He'll be back for practice on the other side of the weekend. And I'm sure they'll act like, you know, nothing to see here. But I don't think he got through three or four padded practices before he was shut down for what turned out to be a relatively indefinite period of time, the better part of a month.
August 9th was the last time he was on the practice field.
So, I mean, he's not your normal injury risk.
No.
It's far superior, far exceeds the norm. And so they're acting out of an abundance of caution, and I think they're going to always proceed out of an abundance of caution until we get to late in the season, and hopefully he's still an active player. And then if they need to ride him for a playoff push, they ride him for a playoff push. But, like, he could be playing great. I still think they're going to be watching his snap count.
Yeah, it's sort of like him and Awuzie. You got to massage both of them, don't you?
Neither one of them. Massaging this guy more than Awuzie.
Yeah, because, well, they value him more. Yeah, but yeah,
I think the upside potential is probably higher. They're both a serious injury risk. But I just, how is it not a red flag?
Well, but they knew it when they signed him. Like that's.
I don't think they signed him, though, hoping that he'd have to get his knee drained in August, and he wouldn't practice that whole month.
Well, but how many games has he played in the last couple of years? Like,
aren't you at least thinking, hey, maybe we get him through up till the first preseason game, okay. And then he's not going to play in the preseason games anyway. So now we're down to one real practice a week or two real practices a week. And like, I don't know. We bring him into the season healthy and normal rather than he didn't have a summer.
It seems like, and I didn't know much before they signed him, but it kind of seems like this is a chronic thing with him. Like, it seems pretty obvious.
I mean, I would say the fact that he couldn't get through 2 weeks of a training camp before he had to be shut down is suboptimal. Is like, I think that's the football gods telling you, whatever you think careful is, double it.
And the crazy part about it is, he was one of the stories of camp. He looked great.
And that's what I'm saying. I think there'll be periods of time in September and October where we're watching what he does with 20 snaps and saying, man, how do you keep him off the field? And I think and I hope they're going to be smart enough to say we know better.
Let's get to the Isaiah Likely of it all. Now, Eric DaCosta spoke and talked about the fact that he expects to see him early in the season. They did not put him on IR, so they expect him back before week five. We were talking yesterday. I think we're going to see him against the Lions week three. When are you expecting to see Isaiah Likely?
I certainly don't expect to see him before then, and that's probably where things start to come into focus. Now, that's somebody, again, who's missed a lot of time. So, you hate to say it, but it's the reality. What is their record? How is that offense humming? I have a little hunch, that Lamar feeds Mark Andrews quite a bit in these early games and, you know, coming off of the disaster in Buffalo, that he finds his guy in the end zone a couple times early and has his guy get off to a pretty hot start. I could see that. Could see that being a thing. You know, in which case, maybe Detroit. Maybe you say another 3 days, you know, of practice and rest and it's Kansas City. Somewhere probably in there.
And remember, Detroit's Monday night, so we'd get the extra day as well if you're looking at those kind of things. So not only 3 weeks, 3 weeks and a day because it's a Monday night game.
Right. On the other side of it, though, it's that now that's now a shorter week.
Sure.
So do you know what I mean? Do we just wait for Kansas City? If you're 2-0 and Andrews is off to a great start and you got multiplicity in the run game, you know, and he's looking good, but you start to think, well, what could it be if we lay off him another week? I mean, I think that's where the calculus starts to be made.
I think we agree that we're not seeing him before Detroit. Like, why?
I don't think so.
He's not. We don't think he's playing week one, and why play him against Cleveland at home? So, Detroit's probably the earliest we see him.
Yep. So, I would concur.
And Jair, what do you think? 20 snaps week one?
I mean, I think they're.
If
they
I
better,
set the over under,
be real careful.
So
he doesn't have a normal summer under his belt. He has missed a lot of football the last few years, and he had a highly, highly, highly compromised summer.
Let me ask the one to bet guys here. I'm going to throw this out here: an over under week one, 20 and a half snaps for Jair Alexander. You going over or under 20 and a half snaps?
I go under.
Betway Ben,
I want to be different, but I'm going under as well.
I mean, look, I also think the Ravens are going to try to run the ball down their throats. I think the Ravens are going to try to time possession this game a little bit more, so that might mean fewer snaps for the defense. I think they better and they love their depth at corner to the point where they're keeping undrafted kids. Like I'd be really careful.
Coming up next, Cynthia Freeland. She's from NFL Network. Huge news in the NFL. Of course, Micah Parsons traded the Packers. We'll get her thoughts on that, on the Ravens, and much more. Cynthia joins us next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.